Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The state's highest court today takes up another case that highlights the intersection of the criminal justice system and the public health system. It asks whether a judge can send someone to jail for addiction treatment. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
The Supreme Judicial Court hears arguments in the appeal of the 2-year jail sentence given to Kayla Plassey. Although a judge first sentenced Plassey to 1-year probation on charges of shoplifting, she violated the conditions of her probation 7 times. Prosecutors recommended 1.5 years in jail after that, but Orange District Court Judge David Ross sentenced her to 2 years so she could complete a drug treatment program. The judge said the sentence was not so much to punish Plassey, but to make sure that she would get through a program alive. Northwestern Assistant District Attorney Tom Townsend says the sentence was compassionate.
Everyone involved here was trying to help the Commonwealth, the defense, and the judge. Everyone recognized she needed treatment. At the proceeding, I believe everyone was on board for that.
We created jails and prisons for the purpose of deterrence.
Attorney Lisa Newman Polk, who is also a former state prison social worker, has filed a brief in this case saying that while the judge may have been trying to help, correctional settings are neither equipped nor designed to provide treatment.
It's meant to be a shaming environment so that people will not want to go back to that environment. And it's incredibly toxic. It's also really violent and really aggressive.
Plassey's attorney argues that federal rulings have determined that incarceration is not designed for rehabilitation. But Prosecutor Townsend says Massachusetts jails and prisons are different, and they have implemented rehabilitative programming to help those behind bars.
Massachusetts goes its own road on these sorts of issues, on many issues. We don't feel, you know, as a jurisdiction bound by the dictates of the Supreme Court. And that's a curious argument for a defendant to be making, that incarceration is for punishment alone. I don't think that's a progressive argument at all. I think Massachusetts is more progressive than that.
This is the second time in as many years that the SJC is reviewing a case involving how courts treat addiction. Newman Polk says courts are grappling with the opioid epidemic and the latest science on treatment and addiction.
We have a disorder that is defined as a psychiatric and a medical disorder, and the criminal justice system sort of buys into it, but they just can't seem to fully get there.
Earlier this year, the state's highest court ruled that it is constitutional for judges to incarcerate someone on probation if that person does not remain drug-free. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.